السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الله تبارك وتعالى فضل الإحسان upon us that in this night of Jumu'ah he gathered us to take his Mubarak name to recite Naat Sharif Salat Salam upon Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to make dua for ourselves and for the Ummah at large. No matter what we try as tadbir, as means, but all those means, they have been created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The fulfillment of the wishes and desires and aspirations are in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If He wants to make the means a means of success, then it will become a means of success. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to make the means a means of destruction, although they were outwardly looking as means of success, then those very means which we thought will be means of success will be means of destruction and failure. It is happening in so many people's lives. So we gather with hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that through the barakat of the istighfar and tawbah that we make in these type of majalis, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will open the doors of success and victory for us. And He will create those means by means of which we will get victory and success. It is not the end. It doesn't mean that that's the only thing that we require. Get together, make some zikr, dua and finish. There's a lot that has to be done. We have to apply ourselves, commit ourselves, make an effort in the right direction. But we have to beg Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to forgive our sins and create those means which will be a means of success for us. He is the one who will create those means also. So of the many means that we have, one is zikr, dua, istighfar. And it is the weapon of the Muslim. There is no need for evidence to prove that duas have been very, very beneficial in so many cases where the person had absolutely no hope in the means being of any benefit. The person lost all hope, but when he turned towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he made ruju' ila Allah with sincerity, and he shed those tears of nadamat, shame and regret, and he asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for help and assistance, and he expressed his own helplessness and restlessness and weakness before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala opened the doors of success for him. So many cases. As I mentioned last week also, that is the only language that the baby knows, cry before the parents. Crying. That's the only language. Wherever I mention this, they say, Mawlana, this is something that really makes a lot of sense now to us. That which other language does the baby know? No other language. Only one language, cry. Nothing else. Headache, cry. Stomachache, cry. Ear pain, cry. Constipation, cry. Missing the parents, you cry. Any kind of pain, any kind of sorrow, and sometimes nothing, just wanting attention, then to cry. Sometimes the baby got no pain, nothing, but just wants attention. Then to the only language it knows is cry. Uske alawa kuch aata hi nahi usko. So whether we want the attention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and who does not need it, or whether we are in pain and grief and sorrow and suffering as we are experiencing around the globe now, whatever our weakness, whatever our shortcoming, whatever our needs, our requirements, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Shed tears of regret, remorse. Never brag. Never think that we have reached some very high stages in our life. Never have an holier than thou attitude. Never suffer from superiority complex. Adopt humility, adopt tawazu, And tawazu is a sifat of the heart. Just bending one's head down and walking half bent is not tawazu. One young person was walking like that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala reprimanded him. The tawazu is a sifat of the heart, that the person in his heart, he considers himself to be lower than others. He can have more knowledge than others, but not necessarily is maqbool in the Allah. And no one will know whether he is maqbool until the day of Qiyamah. In this world, there are signs of the maqbooliyat of somebody or the other. But the person himself will never think like that, because he does not know on what his khatima will come. So how can he from now already give himself a certificate? He gives himself a certificate of good health before even going to the cardiologist. He's got pain in his chest, but he gives himself a certificate of good health. So we will have to wait for the day of Qiyamah. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe. Wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. This is real antibiotic for ghurur and pride. What do we know? Again, that example comes to mind, and this is a majlis of islah and tawbah and istighfar. In other majalis we've discussed other things, so therefore these examples will come repeatedly. That very pretty woman, she was getting married, so she was tearing, whilst all her companions were very excited and they were dressing her up and they were praising her for her beauty and telling her that what a pretty woman you are. What a pretty young girl when you are going to get married. Then what a life of enjoyment and happiness and everything. So she was tearing. So it's an example. So they asked her that, why are you tearing? This is some time to rejoice and be happy. She says, when my husband will tell me that you are beloved to me, I dearly love you, that's the time I will be happy and smile and rejoice. Until then, all your praises mean nothing. There are many, many young, pretty girls got married, but the husband was involved with some prostitute and he turned his gaze away from his pretty, beautiful wife. How many examples I can give you of that? So it's nothing to doubt. So he said, when my husband will say that I dearly love you and no one else, then that's the time I will say that this is a true compliment. So when Allah Ta'ala will say, oh my dear servant, when you walked on the surface of the earth, too, you were beloved to me. And when you went beneath the ground, too, you were beloved to me. And now when you are resurrected and you are before me, you are still beloved to me. You go under the shade of my throne and see how I enter you into Jannat without any reckoning. That will be the time that we can then say that we are extremely happy and we can rejoice and we can say that our a'mal were accepted, they became maqbool in the Allah. Just being very efficient is not sufficient. Just being very efficient is not sufficient. Look at the words to Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes a person is very efficient in works of deen. He knows how to organize, he knows how to mobilize, he knows so many things, but is not sufficient. Qubuliyat in the Allah, that is the essential thing. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazl that we have gathered again in this majlis of zikr. Majlis of zikr is for tawbah, istighfar, dua. Rang layengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaayein. Rang layengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے, جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد, کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. When will my tears bring the fruits that we proceed once again in the direction of Madina Sharif? And when we see the green dome, then in ecstasy and joy. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد, کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. We recite درود شریف صلی علی in great ecstasy, great joy. صلی علی and جم جائے. What we were desirous of. The محبت of which brought us sometimes words fail. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaye. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد, کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جب حضور کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. جب حضور کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس, چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائے. یا اللہ, don't return me from Madina Sharif. Quietly we make that dua. Wherever we get an opportunity, we say, Ya Allah, let my death be in Madina Tayyiba, and let my resting place be also Madina Tayyiba. چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائے. We don't have to make big announcements. The heart, when it is desirous, and when you are quiet, when there's nobody listening, that time also within your heart you can make duas. Allah Ta'ala is listening. There's no voice, but Allah Ta'ala is listening. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائیں. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے. ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں, مجھ وہ اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. Oh Allah, make me yours. And not on the strength of my a'mal, my actions, my ibadat, my zikr and my tilawat. Make me yours with your karam, with your fazl, with your ihsan. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen hai. So this is the dua that I make. Although it is permissible, and it is not only permissible, it's necessary that we should make dua for everything else too. Dua for ourselves, for our children, for our rizq, that Allah must provide in a halal way, from halal sources of barakat. Make dua for our children, make dua for home, make dua for business, make dua for everything. But the dua that we must not forget and which we must make is that, O Allah, you become mine and make me yours. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. That is what must become our state of life. That we will marry, we will run business, we will bring up the children, we will laugh, we will joke, we will smile, we will eat, we will drink, we will travel, we will do everything like a normal person does. But Allah Ta'ala's presence we will be sensing all the time. That my Allah is with me. Allah is seeing me. Allah is listening to me. Allah Ta'ala is aware of my actions, my deeds, my movements. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not asleep. Allah Ta'ala hasn't forgotten. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not need any kind of surveillance cameras. Where if the battery fails, then you don't know what is happening. Or they can cut the wires and then they say that it could not record anything. Because the wires were cut by the burglars. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. And wallah, there's such enjoyment after that in that life that you'll live a normal person's life. Otherwise, travel the world, wallah, I'm telling you, without a word of lie. There's no need to say wallah and qasam and all that. But what can we do? Just to convince you that it is the truth what I am telling you. That travel the world and meet people and discuss with them and talk to them and see in which country and which town and which city and which place you don't meet a large number of people who will tell you, if you have to discuss with them, that we've got no happiness in our life, no true happiness, no real happiness, nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. They can have plentiful of everything of the material world, but no sukoon in the heart. Why? Because sukoon is not in those things, it is in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's control. Go and spend first 20 days, 40 days, plenty days in the company of some royal person, the Prince Charles. Tell him, in your sohbat, I want to stay a few days. Because I heard you are a prince and you've got millions of pounds, so you must be the one enjoying great amount of peace and happiness and sukoon. So I would like to spend some time in your sohbat, in your company. And after that, go and spend 20 days, 30 days, 50 days, or stay a little while in the company of those who got Allah in their hearts. That little while in the sohbat of those who got Allah, it will bring such sukoon, such sukoon. We will forget all our worries and problems. And in the company of that prince and that king, you will get nothing but restlessness, increasing in the life. Shaho ke saro par taj giran se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. Allah Ta'ala must give us those hearts in which the ocean of Noor flows.
Rang laayengi kab meri aahein phir madine ki janib ko jaayein.
I've said many, many times, don't worry about the croaky voice. I'm not a nightingale. there are many, many beautiful singers, singers who sing beautifully. So I am not one of those. But I make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that when I read, then without bragging and without making fakhr. Because in fakhr, fa, kha, and ra, there's khar. And khar in Farsi means donkey. Fakhrun means pride in Arabic. And in khar means a donkey in Urdu Farsi. So the person who is proud and he brags, then he's a donkey. So Allah Ta'ala must protect us from that. So we read this with great love for Madina Sharif. Don't worry about that.
Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab, tera dard-e-muhabbat sunaye. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab, tera dard-e-muhabbat sunaye. Tera dard-e-muhabbat suna kar, sare alam ko majnu banaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jum jaaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jum jaaye.
For some time we haven't read this, I made a data.
Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali.
You should have got it on. This seems very hot.
Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 Allah. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی
Allah, how much of my time I wasted in futile activities. How much of my time. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا glued to the television watching World Cup. Did that World Cup benefit any one of us? Will it help in this dunya, in the qabr, in the akhirat? Of what benefit? Hours and hours, midnight, late night, early morning, people are watching around the globe, millions of people. How much of our time has been wasted? وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی And days are going past so quickly. We can't believe how the time is passing. Years of our life. When you ask somebody, what's your age? They say 75, 65, 40, 50. And you ask him, how did you spend your time? He say, like a dream. 60 years went like a dream. The haram enjoyment that any person got in zina 10 years ago, does he still have that enjoyment? It'll be just temporary enjoyment. After that, what? The effects of that sin will last unless he made sincere tawbah. And the harm of all that. So the time is being wasted. وَقْتَ يُحِي بَيْكَارَ غُزَارَ عُمْرُ يُحِي غَفْلَتْ مِنْ غَوَائِ
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی
یا اللہ which sin I have not committed in my life which evil I have not indulged in which vice I have not engaged in which disobedience I have not acted upon. I am the worst. We must consider ourselves as the worst. But then don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He is so forgiving, all he wants that we must take a dive into that ocean of Tawbah. Take a dive. How long are we going to wait outside on the shore? Take a dive. Allah Ta'ala's ocean is vast. No matter what amount of filth is on our bodies, but if we take a dive into the ocean, it will clean us and clean another billion people, and the waters of the ocean will still remain black. So let us take that plunge. We have tried far too long the life of sins and vices and evils to give us happiness, but we have failed to get it. So why not try and experience a little bit of the taste of goodness, of iman, of yaqeen, of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and see what enjoyment is in that life. So don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. یہ رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے, جو سو بار ٹوٹے تو سو بار جوڑے.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ, نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ, پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ, اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ, اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, uske naam ki gungate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, 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 illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de,
alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, was salatu was salam ala ashrafil mursalin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithin, ya rahimal masakin, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith, ya arhamar rahimin, oh my beloved Allah, oh my rahim Allah, oh my kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most compassionate Allah, oh my most loving caring Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah, O my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub, Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we are your sinful servants, extremely sinful ones, the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. But you are the most forgiving one. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, our sins are more than your creation put together. Just one glance of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not justifying any sin of ours. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. میرے مولا ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں, بندے مگر تیرے ہیں, گندے ہیں لیکن بندے تیرے ہیں, Ya Allah, where do we go? Whatever we may be, we are your slaves, we are your servants. Ya Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. This very moment you are looking at us. You look into our hearts. Ya Allah, you are looking at the tears of shame that are flowing from our eyes. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. My beloved Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. We haven't extended it before some idol of stone that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishments. Day and night we use your bounties, your gifts for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight, of hearing, of speech for your disobedience. Ya Allah. But you dearly love forgiveness. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us something that's beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. What else has gathered us here? Ya Allah, what else has gathered such a large number of people, young and old, sick and weak? Oh my beloved Allah, it is nothing but hope and in your forgiveness, in your mercy. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, far too long we have suffered humiliation, disgrace. Throughout the globe, my beloved Allah, there is nothing but humiliation and disgrace for the ummah. Nothing but weakness. Ya Allah, come to the assistance and help of the Mujahideen of Islam. Come to the help of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't look at our sins, our shortcomings, our weakness. You look at your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, hamari to yehi shan hai ke guna par guna, guna par guna. Ya Allah, teri shan hai muafi par muafi. My beloved Allah, that is our condition, sins upon sins upon sins. We make tawbah and break our tawbah, we make tawbah and break tawbah. But Ya Allah, your shan is of forgiveness upon forgiveness upon forgiveness. Ya Allah, if you're going to forgive us, you will become pleased. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become pleased. We will become pleased. And if you don't forgive us and turn away your glance of maghfirat and forgiveness, then only shaitan will become pleased. Ya Allah, agar tune nigahe rahmat pher li, to phir bata ke hum gande jaye kahan. Because of our sins, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there which we can beg? If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you chase us from your door, my Allah, if you reject us at your door, where do we go? Ya Allah, man has made computer chips. Millions of pieces of information are recorded on that chip. One press of the delete button and nothing is left on that chip. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon par delete button daba de. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks. It blows up huge mountains. Blow away the mountains of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, zareef hai, na tawa hai. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they have had operations, they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, Whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, don't test us. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, poverty, ill health, suffering, accidents can be a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us too, my beloved Allah. And don't send it as an azab and punishment. Just overlook, Ya Allah, forgive us. Change the conditions of adversity in the country to that of prosperity. Change the conditions of adversity throughout the world to that of prosperity. That of insecurity to that of security. That of restlessness and anxieties and worries to that of peace, of sukoon, of tranquility and serenity. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, with your muhabbat. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of evil passions and desires. Clean our hearts of envy and jealousy. Why should we be jealous of what you give to your servants when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal? Ya Allah, provide us with rizq which is halal. Ya Allah, provide us with rizq which is halal. In abundance, my beloved Allah. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the parents. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women and all other vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq to give the children proper upbringing. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs, my beloved Allah. Nafs and shaitan are dragging us down the gutters of shame, humiliation and disgrace. Ya Allah, you want to give us a life of dignity, respect and honor. My beloved Allah, make us like lions against nafs. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, remove the conditions of famine, of drought, of floods throughout the world. Ya Allah, those who have become arrogant, stubborn, they have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam. They will continue with the tyranny, persecution and torture of the Muslim Ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Only those, my beloved Allah, who refuse to accept you, despite knowing the beautiful teachings of Islam, and those who are continuing with the bombing and the persecution, then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the nations of the past. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai, jo Badr ka khuda tha, jo Uhud ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai, tu wohi Allah hai, jo Khandaq ka Allah aur khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai, jo Fateh Makkah ka khuda tha. You haven't gone weak, my Allah. We have gone weak. Change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, the pious ones, the righteous ones. Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba-e-kiram, the tabi'in, tabi'in, awliya-e-siddiqeen, mashayikh, Ya Allah, they do ibadat, zikr, tilawat, jihad. They do everything that is right, and yet they say we haven't been able to do justice. And we, my beloved Allah, day and night we sin and we express great happiness. We advertise our sins, we brag about our sins, and we condemn and reject those who are obedient to you. Ay Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. O my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri.
Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our lives, in our businesses, in our time, in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Ya Allah, these are times of fitna, especially in our country during this holiday season. There's nothing but fitnas that lash at us. Storms of fitnas, my beloved Allah, from our right, from our left, from in front of us and behind us, and pouring from the satellites above us. Hum kidhar jaye mere maula, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Mere Allah, we are turning towards you. Protect us from all the fitnas. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with your qurb, with your muhabbat, with your marifat, with your yaqeen, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with solid iman and yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross-pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't let any kind of embarrassment come upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of our actions. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam suffered so much for our sake. How much of his blood oozed for the sake of the ummah. He was stoned on how many occasions. In Taif, his shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. In Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer, praying for the ummah until his feet swells. Ya Allah, when he goes down in sajda, in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals are put on his head. Ya Allah, 3 solid years boycotted in Sham Ibn Abi Talib. No food is allowed. Time comes when they have to chew leather and leaves for survival. On the day of Qiyamah, if he has to catch our garment and say that I made so much of sacrifices for you. Very Allah. What reply are we going to give? He has to question that when my deen was leaving your homes, your lives, your environment, your businesses, not a frown came on your forehead. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to die. We have to leave this world one day. We have to return to you. There is no way we can stay here forever and ever. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino, in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in adultery, in fornication, in some prostitute quarters or escort agency, or watching some filthy film on the television screen, or some filthy porn site on the internet. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, don't let him find us popping drugs in our mouth or with a bottle of wine in our hands or any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes from this world, oh my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba and the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Ya Allah. Let our body be in Jannatul Baqi. If mawt is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما اجتماعات گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما Ya Allah, protect all institutions of deen. Protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Ya Allah, our Palestinian brothers. They cannot sleep. They cannot pray. They cannot engage in any kind of activities without this bomb suddenly falling upon their heads. Ya Allah, such restlessness has been created. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. And if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then my Allah, create division among their ranks. Destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Such division, disunity, oh my Allah. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters and family members. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. My Allah, you are well aware of all those desires and wishes. Fulfill all the wishes and desires which are in accordance with Sharia, which are pleasing to you. Fulfillment of desires and wishes is in your hands. May Allah, create the asbab and the means for the fulfillment of those desires. And you are well aware of the suffering, the hardship, the difficulty, the poverty, the pain due to accidents, injuries and sicknesses which each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is suffering. Ya Allah, remove those sufferings, the difficulties, the hardships and problems. Unki tamam pareshaniyon ko, gham ko, takleef ko apne fazl o karam se dur kar de. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool kar de. Hum gande hai, na qabil e qubool hai, phir bhi qubool kar de. Hum jaise bhi hai, qubool kar de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين